Welcome to Security Guy Radio. It is 2016 in beautiful Orlando, Florida.
Thanks,
Welcome
Chuck.
Welcome back, Mr. Alex. How you been?
Thank you. I've been well. How have you been?
How is Siklu?
Good. Siklu is great.
Give us a website. Siklu, S-I-K-L-U.com?
Correct. www.siklu.com.
And let's review for, I know you guys watch all the time, but somebody that might not have seen the show, tell us what you guys do.
Okay. So we're a millimeter wave wireless company. So we provide point-to-point wireless transmission. So basically connecting point A and point B wirelessly. So in terms of video surveillance, for example, you want to, you know, connect a bunch of cameras. It could be one or two, it could be 50, 100 cameras from one building, for example, to another building. You don't have fiber. Wireless is a very good option to do that.
Right. And with these huge bandwidths now where I have 4K cameras and all this kind of stuff, I can't have a crowded network. I can't just, I mean, I tried to live stream the show and oh my God, what a nightmare that was, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could have this and a connection and blah, blah, blah. And they wanted $5,000 to drop a cable in here to do internet. And, you know, if I'm an enterprise operation and I can do point-to-point with you, I'm saving time, I'm saving money, and I'm more privacy, too, really, in a way, right? Because if I remember correctly, the frequency that you send this at is not really, not a lot of traffic on it. Is that correct?
Yeah. So the beauty about our solution, we use what's called millimeter wave wireless bands for frequencies. These are higher frequencies, much higher than, you know, what is typically used in terms of wireless, also higher than Wi-Fi, for example. In the Wi-Fi space, is a lot of congestion.
We all know,
we're all on our phones, everything else, bad signal, you know, low bandwidth, right, you know?
Right.
And, you know, trying to put a video surveillance network on that kind of system is really asking for trouble. You're not getting a good network at all. So we operate at higher frequency, 60, 70, 80 gigahertz of the frequencies, and we have lots and lots of spectrum available. We have 24 gigahertz of spectrum available, and that allows us to provide lots of bandwidth. We're now providing up to 2 gigabit per second full duplex bandwidth. So we can transport lots and lots of cameras, basically, and including HD, latest and 4K cameras, anywhere you want to go, up to 3 miles actually in distance.
Wow! Now, does it have to be line of sight, or is it mostly line of sight, or what?
You do. You got to have line of sight. You know, you got to be able to see what you know you're kind of reaching to. We got a very simple saying at Siklu: is if you can see it, you can shoot it. So you're trying to hit, you know, a particular radio or whatever. As long as you can see it, you don't have to worry about interference. You don't have to do a spectral analysis or anything like that. It's just the distance.
I just got back from Black Hat. And fascinated by all the hacking stuff and what's going on. Here's what I heard about. Some guy was able to, and they were teaching a class on this. Mm-hmm. They're able to capture a radio wave, put it into Audacity, which is a freeware program for sound, right?
Right.
And then somehow, I don't know, run it backwards or something, and then grab the data out of it. And I'm going, what? That sounds amazing. But you guys have security in place to prevent that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, we do. So first of all, the actual technology itself is really impossible to hack because we use such a narrow beam angle to literally try to, you know, get into the signal, if you like. You'd have to have a radio in between the two radios because it's a very narrow beam.
In the middle of the air.
In the middle of the air,
yeah.
Exactly. So you'd have to be up there in a, you know, cherry
a drone.
Picker, for example.
Maybe.
Possibly. You know, you'd have to have the same hardware, firmware, everything. But we also offer AES encryption, 120-bit, 256-bit AES encryption in the radios to really give you that additional security, if you like, of the data. Yeah. So it's very secure. I'll be honest, it's probably secure than fiber. It's easier actually to crack and break into fiber than it is into millimeter wave radios.
Very good. Now, you can go to the website, siklu.com, S-I-K-L-U.com. And this box, boy, I don't know. It's about this big.
Oh, yeah.
It's very small.
Like,
when you think about this, you think of some giant install I need to do, right?
Right.
But it's about the size of what? A lunchbox?
Yeah, 6 inch by 6 inch a cube, literally. You know? I mean, it doesn't actually look like a radio. It's ideal for use in like a city deployment, for example. You can put it on a lamppost.
Right.
You can connect cameras straight to the radio. The radio can actually power the cameras directly, so you don't have to worry about server power supplies for the cameras, you know? So it's ideal for kind of a city deployment, you know, across the street, you know, building to building kind of thing, you know, and that can carry multiple cameras over a single wireless link.
Who are your biggest customers? Not by name, but I mean by industry.
Sure. So the biggest one's probably cities. So we're very much into the smart city
type of
systems where, you know, we're using a wireless network because they don't have fiber available. Sometimes not only just for security, video surveillance, but also for other applications like Wi-Fi backhaul, for example, or traffic management systems, you know, another kind of application, or even just, you know, Wi-Fi or local area network type applications. Yeah. Another one is ports. So, for example, we just did a press release actually this week that our radios are being used by the Port of Long Beach.
Oh, cool.
In California, which is a very nice deployment.
They need a lot of help down there. I used to work down there on a couple projects.
Oh, really? Right.
Well, you know how it is. There's all these different businesses with the different security standard and different, you know, things they need to be responsible for. And some robust communication like that really, in a big disaster, would be very difficult to disrupt or interrupt your communication, wouldn't it?
Right, exactly. And that's why they chose Siklu, because of the technology, the millimeter wave, interference, also the high bandwidth, and also the data encryption side of it as well.
Now, reasonably priced, if I recall.
Pardon?
Reasonably priced.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, actually very competitively priced. We recently actually launched a lower cost entry-level product.
Because I think the one you had was, what, $5,000 or $6,000?
Yeah, now we actually have a much lower price product. The idea is it's a lower throughput. It's only 100 megabits per second out of the box. But the idea is if you only got a small number of cameras, let's say in a parking lot, you know, we're doing a lot now with schools and colleges, mm-hmm. you know, higher education, where they don't necessarily need the bandwidth requirements that we can deliver, but they do like the idea of the low interference or no interference, congestion-free type. So they want the high reliability. They want the, you know, very reliable a wireless network, but they don't have the throughput requirements. Yeah. You know, so we're getting into a larger number of markets, as opposed to just cities, for example, but also now commercial applications as well, and also, you know, higher education, things like that.
Well, fascinating. Siklu.com. It's one of my favorite products. As I grow, I may need one. I may need to send my video from here back to the
Absolutely.
Studio.
More than happy to help you with that. Right. Thanks, Chuck, for having me on the show.
Thanks for coming on the show again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.